in the book of Acts, chapter 10 and verse 38, tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Have you ever wondered what it is that makes Christianity more than a religion, more than the ideal dream, more than a moral ethics? It is this. It's this Holy Ghost power sent down from heaven that makes it relevant to each one of us right now as a right now experience. It is the fact that it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Christ did not die simply that you might be saved from a bad conscience, or even to remove the stain of past failures, but to clear the decks for divine action. This Holy Ghost power is the divine plan that saves a man from the futility of self-effort. It relieves the Christian of the burden of trying to pull himself up by his own bootstraps. If it was not for this divine provision, the call to Christian service would be a source of utter frustration, presenting the sorry spectacle of a sincere idealist constantly hampered by his own inadequacy. Paul told the Corinthians, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and of power. For the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power." Paul again tells the Corinthians in chapter 5, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you have gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus." He also told the Thessalonians, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you, for your sake." Paul also warned Timothy that there were those who, having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, from such turn away from. But you don't have to be one of those that deny the power. Neither do you have to be denied the power. It's for you. Peter said that the Holy Ghost baptism is for as many as the Lord your God should call. There are those whose lives there is evident mighty anointing power of the Holy Ghost of God. The hand of God is upon them. They speak with authority that God honors. Lives are transformed. Those spiritually dead are raised to life again. Defeated, helpless, useless, and barren Christians are transformed into useful vehicles of divine life. Wherever they go, there is a touch of glory about them. We admire them, but we stand back as though this was to be the monopoly of a few, as though they had a special call upon the grace of God, as though this was something not for the common run of men. We say in our hearts, "Now that man is on fire for God." But Peter said, "It's for as many as the Lord God should call." We discuss these men with others. We admit that it's an amazing thing, and we invite others to come and listen to this man. Some have resigned themselves to be nothing more than what they are. It has never dawned on them that they could be anything different, so they make the best of what they have. They resign themselves to sit in the balcony among the spectators just to be average. This is the attitude that Paul sought above everything else to avoid in those of whom it had been his privilege to lead to the Lord Jesus. That is the significance of his words to the Philippians. He wrote, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.